Mycorrhizals could hold the answer to regenerating degraded land simply by growing plants on it. Mycorrhizal is a symbiotic relationship between plant roots and fungi in the soil. Dr. Miroslav Vosatka from the Botany Department at the Academy of Science in the Czech Republic is an expert in the application of this area of microbiology.
This symbiosis, beneficial relationship between fungi and the plant roots, has been developed since 500 million years ago when the plants were coming from the sea to the terrestrial land. They encountered stress of no water, no nutrients, and they developed this interesting relationship. And the majority of the plants, they still have this relationship with the fungi. From the fundamental science during last decades, we were coming to the technology, so we could use this fungi, this natural phenomena, to improve the plant growth, to save a lot of fertilizers, to save input of water into the plant production. So it's slowly becoming a very important step in production of plants. These days, it's very important topic is to grow plants for biomass to generate alternative energies. And we want to use this technology to improve the yields and to set up the plantations, which would be ecological and without chemical input, using this alternative natural technology.
So effectively, by having fungus in the soil next to the plants that you want to grow, that's actually fertilizing plants.
You can call it biofertilizer, but it's the effect of what we call inoculation of the fungus onto the roots of plant. The fungus grows inside the roots, but also it spreads the tiny filaments all around the roots. So effectively, it enlarges the volume of the soil from which the plant is able to retrieve water and nutrients. So it increases it about 700 times increase of capacity of the roots to get the water and essential nutrients for growth from the soil environment.
Does that mean, though, that you're actually degrading the soil much faster because you're able to take more stuff out of it?
It's a very interesting question. That would seem as we exploit the soil much, much faster. But we're also developing what we call a compatible slow-release biofertilizer, which are based on the local resources. For example, third world countries, we're using guano, we're using waste manure, we're using all these natural sources, slow-release sources of nutrients, we're putting alongside with the fungus. So in this way, we reduce substantially leaching out the nutrients from the soil profile, and we bring to the plant the sustainable ways of the growth and high yield.
Can this be used for any type of plant?
Well, in general, more than 80% of the plant species known associate with these fungi. There are certain groups of plants, for example, brassicas. They didn't develop evolutionary this kind of symbiosis, but it's a very little group of the plants.
And is this something that's only in certain areas of the world, or in fact does this happen kind of everywhere on the planet?
These fungi naturally occur in all healthy natural ecosystems in the world. So what do we do if we go to use this technology in Africa or in Latin America? We go there first, we isolate the native fungi from the soil of that country, then we propagate them, and then we bring them back to the cultivation field. So we are just strengthening and accelerating this natural process. So basically, you can use this technology everywhere where you can grow the plants.
That's Dr. Miroslav Vosatka from the Botany Department of the Academy of Science in the Czech Republic.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.